This gospel, you can please be seated. This gospel brought a smile to my face. You couldn't see it under the mask. It starts there with the sentence, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John." When I was first ordained a deacon, I was asked to give a homily at Mass. And, you know, being a deacon, my first homily and all of that. And I was nervous. And I got up there and I said, the translation was a little bit different. It said, "There was a man sent by God and his name was John." So I got up there and I said, "There was a man sent by God and his name was John." And the priest and all the servers started to laugh. I got the inflections a little bit wrong in the text, obviously. I don't know what happened to me, but anyway, there it is. So I hope you're smiling and laughing. And you notice when you smile and when you laugh, you notice your face stops being uptight. It takes effort to be uptight. And when you smile, everything sort of relaxes around you. And relaxation is an interesting kind of thing. The body can deal with stress, a lot of stress, when it is relaxed. And so I think can the human spirit. I remember once teaching in Catonsville, Maryland, at a seminary there, and I was going up the stairwell. It was like, I think, four, because by the time you count the basement. And I was just starting to go up the third floor, and there were students up there talking, and one student was sitting on the stairwell. And the next thing I knew, the student who was sitting on the stairwell fell down the stairwell into the basement, so four stories, onto marble. And we were all in a state of shock. I ran down there, and all of us who were there ran down there. We had to call the ambulance, and he was completely out, and all the rest. We thought he was dead, of course, or going to be severely paralyzed. So it was a pretty grim few hours. And then after a few hours, we got a phone call from the hospital emergency telling us that they were going to bring him back and that he apparently was going to be okay. We were just amazed. How is he going to be okay? And the doctor who was on duty, he made an opinion, and we'll never know for sure. He said, well, in his opinion, he must have blacked out on the way down those four stories. And because he blacked out, he wasn't aware of what was coming, and his body was probably relaxed. And because he was relaxed, his bones were not broken. They could go kind of with what is coming. Like a smile, we can kind of relax and we can go with what is coming. And so the church in its wisdom today in Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, is telling us, well, we need to be able to smile or to relax a bit. No matter how stressful things become, how difficult they become, no matter what it is, there should be within us as Christians, because we are sealed with the power and the goodness of God and the Holy Spirit in our lives, and because Jesus has come among us and we're going to meet him in a special way again at Christmas time, there should be this deep, abiding sense of joy. It's not a kind of a nonsensical kind of joy. It's not a foolish kind of joy. It's a joy that can see us through storms and help us. It's almost, I was trying to think of images, you know. I don't know if you've ever been at a dance and you're supposed, if you're, this is more typical with men, but it can happen with women as well. Your little kids come up and they want to dance. And they don't know how to dance. So what do? You say, well, stand on my feet. Stand on my feet. And then they'll dance with you. They're being supported, uplifted. And then they're just filled with joy because they get into the rhythm of the dance and the joy of the dance. Something like that. We're standing on the feet of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we don't know it, but we are. And we are in a dance. It's the great dance of life. The great dance of life. And just now's the time to kind of like rekindle that sense and rejoice in it. So rejoicing, joy, has to be an element in our lives somehow. St. Paul talks about, you know, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. And then he says, pray always and give thanks. So he links rejoicing with prayer. I remember once a person who was really down. Just had tried everything and nothing seemed to work, and this person was really down and felt defeated. Went to a priest for counsel, in confession actually, and said this to the priest, and the priest thought for a little bit. And this was a priest from Africa. So, you know, in Africa, they get down to the basics in Africa. So he said to the person, person recounted this to me, he said to the person, well, you can pray, can't you? You can pray, can't you? You remember C.S. Lewis is telling us that prayer is one of the ways in which God asks us to participate in his own power, to share in it. You can pray, can't you? Think of Shakespeare in The Tempest. In the epilogue, the last part of The Tempest, a statement by Prospero, one of the characters in the play of The Tempest, and he says, for some reason I'm forgetting the text right now, and my ending is despair. Unless I be relieved by prayer, which pierces mercy so with its assaults that it relieves all faults. And my ending is despair, unless I be relieved by prayer. I recommend that you look that text up and memorize it. It brings so much deep, deep, abiding joy. It does it to me, and it does it to many. Somehow joy and prayer go together. And then Paul talks about being thankful. That's the third little thing he talks about together with joy. Being Eucharistic, because, you know, Eucharistic, Eucharistein in Greek, means to give thanks. So we're coming to the altar now to begin our Eucharistic prayer, our prayer of thanksgiving. And it's kind of interesting to me how we start with the introductory prayer, the Lord be with you and also with you. This is called the preface or the introduction to the Eucharistic prayer. And the priest says then, lift up your hearts. Lift up your hearts. When do we lift up our hearts? When we are filled with joy. That's when we lift up our hearts. And so the Eucharistic prayer is a song of joy. And we have joy. When we do have joy, then we are thankful. We are thankful for this unbelievable gift, which enables us to share in the power of God. So therefore, as we say in Latin, sursum corda, lift up your hearts, this Gaudete, this Rejoice Sunday.